From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A pre-dawn landslide has buried scores of homes in southwestern Mexico, and a Mexican governor tells local news media that hundreds of people are feared dead. He says rescuers are having trouble reaching the area, which is in a region known for its colonial buildings and archaeological sites. Forecasters say there'll be more triple-digit heat in Southern California today, but it will not rival Monday's sizzling temperatures when it got up to 113 degrees in Los Angeles. That's the highest temperature ever recorded there. And what does 113 feel like? Well, Annabelle Rodriguez puts it this way.
If anyone's ever been in a bakery while all the ovens are baking and burning, and you're just standing there, like, wrapped up in a couple of sweaters, that's exactly how it feels.
The National Weather Service says temperatures in Southern California should be about 10 degrees lower today. The Senate faces a key procedural vote this morning on legislation that would penalize American companies that close facilities in the U.S. while opening new ones overseas. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says those firms would be slapped with higher taxes, while companies that bring jobs to the U.S. would get tax breaks.
We're going to take away the incentives that these corporations have to send our jobs overseas and give them powerful new incentives to keep American jobs here in America.
But Republicans, including Senator John Kyle of Arizona, say the tax increases in the bill would make U.S. companies less competitive.
We're talking again about taxing Americans more at a very time when we should be finding ways to reduce the tax burden on Americans.
Democrats are hoping the legislation will resonate with voters who believe American jobs are being lost because U.S. corporations are moving them overseas. The economy and jobs are President Obama's focus today as he holds another backyard conversation, this time with a family in Albuquerque, New Mexico. NPR's Scott Horsley says it's part of Mr. Obama's effort to bolster support for Democrats in the upcoming congressional elections.
The president's sales job is made more difficult by the sluggish economy, which has left many voters frustrated. Mr. Obama acknowledged as much on NBC, saying he feels that frustration acutely.
As long as unemployment is as high as it is, as long as we haven't recovered as quickly as we should have, people are going to be hurting.
New Mexico's unemployment rate is below the national average, but it inched up last month to 8.3%. Over the last year, this state has lost nearly 10,000 jobs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Albuquerque.
A new report shows that home prices in the nation's major cities edged up in July for the fourth straight month. The survey of 20 cities showed 12 with price rises, the biggest increases in Detroit, New York, and Washington. Las Vegas and Phoenix showed the biggest declines. Another report just out shows that consumer confidence in the economy reduced in September to its lowest level since February. Wall Street, the Dow is down 25 points. This is NPR News. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il has made his youngest son a four-star general. That move seen as a confirmation that Kim Jong-un will eventually succeed his father. Despite his declining health, Kim Jong-il was reappointed Secretary General of the Workers' Party, which indicates he's not yet ready to give up power. An Army soldier who's among five charged with murdering civilians in Afghanistan has appeared before a military panel that will decide whether he should face a court-martial. NPR's Martin Costi reports prosecutors say the soldier was the right-hand man of a sergeant who has been described as the ringleader of those killings.
The first hearing was for Jeremy Morlock, who is accused of participating in all three of the alleged murders. His lawyer, Michael Waddington, doesn't deny the unit killed the Afghans, but he doubts that they were innocent victims.
It depends on how you define innocent. If they grow poppy and produce heroin on behalf of the Taliban, are they innocent civilians? I don't think so. But were these guys in question in this case shooting machine guns at our soldiers? Not that we have any evidence of. No.
That part of Afghanistan is so hostile to U.S. forces, Army investigators have been reluctant to gather evidence at the alleged crime scenes. Martin Costi, NPR News, at Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
A weakened levee held through the night in Wisconsin, but it's been leaking and officials are keeping a close eye on it today, the barrier holding back floodwaters that threaten the city of Portage, where about 300 people have been evacuated, including Kelly Kidd.
We took all the furniture out, the floorboards we pulled up, everything. I had a lot of friends and coworkers here helping.
Workers are using sandbags to plug leaks in the levee today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support